Hello and welcome to the Wright Johnson & McKenzie News Bulletin. I'm Anne Kane, and every month I'll bring you the latest legal news. If you'd like advice on any of these stories, there'll be contact details at the end of the bulletin. But first this month, there's been an increase in the number of people affected by fraud or identity theft across the UK. A new report shows this increase by 63% over the past 5 years. Some personal details were found by hacking computers, but increasingly fraudsters use social media to put together the pieces of someone's identity. Wright Johnson & McKenzie's Angus McLeod says it's important we're careful about what information we put out there.
Make sure that you store documents that have personal information in a safe and secure place and destroy anything old, so nothing showing your name or address or other personal details can be taken. Online, look to use secure websites where you can. In relation to social media, be thoughtful about what information you're declaring to the world.
Government plans to allow people to sell their retirement annuities has been scrapped. The proposals would have let customers sell their lump sum without the current tax restrictions. They were due to come in next April, but the Treasury says the research has shown people could end up getting poor value for money. Debt recovery agencies face a crackdown after it was found families have been crippled financially by court judgments they knew nothing about. More than 2,000 county court judgments, or CCJs, are signed off daily without the cases being defended or heard in court. Stephen Doherty from Wright Johnson & McKenzie explains where the crackdown might be needed.
The crackdown has to be about whether or not they satisfy the court that they have made proper efforts to ensure that the debtor gets the papers. So, for example, we might see changes to the rules in relation to what happens when the recorded delivery intimation isn't successful.
Parents of premature babies are calling for their statutory maternity leave to be extended. The 52 weeks of leave kicks in the day after a baby is born, even if they're early. It means parents can lose weeks of time at home if they spend their first weeks or months in hospital. But Martin Stephen from Wright Johnson & McKenzie says there are already measures expectant mothers and employers can take.
Things like keeping in touch with the employee to provide support and so forth, and discussing the impact that the premature birth has on the maternity leave. And also, it is, of course, possible for employers to reorganise matters when the parent wants to be left to their own devices during the difficult period.
And Uber drivers have won the right to be classed as workers rather than self-employed. The ruling by a London employment tribunal means drivers for the ride-hailing app will be entitled to holiday pay, paid rest breaks and the national minimum wage. The GMB union described the decision as a monumental victory. And if you've been affected by any of these stories and would like some advice, get in touch via the website at wjm.co.uk.